In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series, Right or Wrong. Alhamdulillah, in this series we are talking about different ways of helping us achieve our purpose in life, to help us fulfill our purpose in life. We are talking about those actions which we should be doing, either right, and those actions which we should be avoiding, either wrong, and how both of these link to our purpose in life. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about seeking Islamic knowledge and ignorance, how seeking Islamic knowledge is important and it will help us achieve our purpose in life, and how our ignorance will take us far from our purpose in life, and it is something to be avoided. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, before moving on to today's topic, let's remind ourselves, what is our purpose in life? Because to help us achieve our purpose in life, firstly, we will need to know what our purpose in life is. And Allah Almighty tells us our purpose in life in the glorious Quran. Allah Almighty states in the 27th part of the glorious Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman. And I have created jinns and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this, we see that our purpose in life is to worship Allah Almighty. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move on to today's topic and see how seeking Islamic knowledge can help us achieve our purpose in life. I want to start by sharing one incident, one story about the importance and the blessings of seeking Islamic knowledge and how an individual will become blessed and gain honor in this world and in the hereafter through the blessings of seeking Islamic knowledge. It's mentioned Imam Malik bin Anas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had a student, and that student was known as the Mufti of Medina. Subhanallah. His student was known as the Mufti of Medina, Yahya bin Yahya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he once said, on the first day I went to study with Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he asked me for my name, and then he exclaimed, Allah, Allah, O Yahya, strive to attain Islamic knowledge, and let me encourage you with a story. So Imam Malik is encouraging his student with a story, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, this story will be a means of encouragement for all of us to start seeking Islamic knowledge as well. A young man from Syria of a similar age to you traveled to Medina to seek Islamic knowledge. He studied with us and he passed away during his time as a student. And Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, I have never seen a funeral like his, for every student and scholar of Madinatul Munawwara attended it. Subhanallah. Every student and scholar of Madinatul Munawwara of that time attended the student's funeral. Subhanallah. The great scholar of that time, Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he led his funeral prayer. And then that individual, that student who had passed away, he was then lowered into his grave by Rabi'a, Zayd bin Aslam, Yahya bin Sa'id, Ibn Shihab, who were all rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, who were all great scholars of that time. And my dear viewers, the incident, it continues. Subhanallah. 3 days after his death, a person saw the fortunate student of knowledge in a dream. He saw a handsome man wearing white clothes and a green imam ashrif, a green turban. He was sitting on a white horse descending from the sky, coming down from the sky. The individual who saw the dream then asked in a surprised tone, "O young man, how did you acquire this rank?" He said, "My knowledge of Islam made me reach here." Subhanallah. "For every chapter of knowledge I learnt, Allah granted me a rank in paradise. Through the blessings of his knowledge, my status continued to increase until I reached the rank of scholars, even though I was a student. Allah commanded the angels elevate the ranks of the inheritors of my prophets, alayhi wassalam. Indeed, I have ordained for students of knowledge and scholars to share the same rank." Subhanallah, subhanallah. He continues, "I was also a student of knowledge, so Allah blessed me with an elevated status to the extent that there were only two levels between the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and myself." So this individual who passed away as a student of knowledge, he says there's only two levels between my rank in paradise that Allah Almighty has given me and the rank of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in paradise. One level was that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and of all the prophets alayhi wasallam. The second was the companions alayhi muridwan and those who believed in the previous prophets. Then the station after this is reserved for the scholars and the students of knowledge. Subhanallah. He further mentions, he says, "When I reached the station of the level of the scholars, they welcomed me wholeheartedly. Then Allah Almighty gave us glad tidings and said, 'O group of scholars, this is my paradise, which I have granted to you. This is my pleasure, and I am pleased with you.'" Allah. Imagine hearing these words from Allah Almighty. Imagine the glad tidings. "I am pleased with you," subhanallah. "I will grant you whatever you wish, and I will accept your intercession on behalf of whoever you intercede for." Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, look at the immense blessings given to this individual, given to the student of knowledge, to that individual who studied Islamic knowledge. Look how fortunate he was, my dear viewers of Madni Channel. The rank of scholars is very high. The rank of scholars and those who seek Islamic knowledge has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. It has been mentioned in numerous hadiths of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's listen to some of these to gain this inspiration within us to seek Islamic knowledge so that our purpose in life can become easier, so we can achieve our purpose in life a lot easier, inshallah azza wa jal. It is mentioned that in the 11th verse of Surah Al-Mujadala, Allah Almighty states, translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman, "Allah will raise the ranks of the excellent believers amongst you and those who have been given knowledge." Subhanallah. The great commentator of the Quran, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says regarding this verse, "The scholar will be elevated by 700 ranks in comparison to an ordinary believer, and there shall be a distance of 500 years between every rank." Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the father of the Imam of Ahlu Sunnah, the father of Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, "No virtue in this world or the hereafter can be acquired without Islamic knowledge. In fact, the absence of such knowledge results in deficient faith. Scholars say, knowledge is the closest door which leads to the court of Allah Almighty, and ignorance is the greatest veil between you and Allah. Knowledge is life and ignorance is death." May Allah Almighty allow us all to gain a passion for learning Islamic knowledge, for studying Islamic knowledge, and to start studying Islamic knowledge and to act upon the knowledge that we learn as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to some hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the topic of seeking Islamic knowledge, on the topic of the excellence of students of knowledge, on the topic of excellence of scholars, so that we can gain this passion within us to start seeking Islamic knowledge. The companion Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, 'You are indeed living in a time of many scholars and a few speakers, i.e. those who narrate false stories. And you are living in a time of many givers and a few askers. Good actions are greater than knowledge in this era. A time will soon come in which there shall be less scholars and more speakers, along with less givers and more askers. In that time, seeking knowledge will be greater than performing good actions. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you ponder over this, it appears that that era is this era. We are living in a time through the phenomena of social media where we see speakers everywhere. Everyone has a voice. Everyone gives their own viewpoint. And we see stories are narrated everywhere. Some may be correct, some may not be. But we see that true scholars, they are few and far between in today's era. There are still many scholars in today's era. But in comparison to the eras which have passed, the number of scholars is a lot lower. And the number of speakers is a lot higher. So maybe it is today's era which was mentioned in this blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in which it was said, seeking knowledge will be greater than performing good actions. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand the rank of seeking Islamic knowledge and make us from those who seek knowledge till our final breath. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that seeking Islamic knowledge is obligatory upon every individual. The great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, seeking religious knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim, and indeed everything prays for the forgiveness of a student of knowledge, even the fish in the sea. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder over this great hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the rank of those individuals who seek Islamic knowledge. Firstly, we are told that seeking Islamic knowledge is obligatory upon every person. But then look at the rank. Even the fish in the sea seek forgiveness for that individual who studies Islamic knowledge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the rank of those individuals who study Islamic knowledge. That even the fish in the sea seek forgiveness for that individual. That individual might be sat reading a book. He might be sat in a class. How many of the creation of Allah Almighty will be doing istighfar for that person? How fortunate is that individual that other types of creation are seeking forgiveness for him? It was mentioned that seeking Islamic knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, acting upon this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we are not already studying Islamic knowledge, let's make a firm intention that we will start studying Islamic knowledge. And through the blessings of the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, studying Islamic knowledge is so easy, so easy. It's so easy in today's era compared to previous eras. We can sit at home and learn Islamic knowledge. We turn on our TV, we watch Madani Channel, we can learn Islamic knowledge. We download PDFs on our phone, we go on the Dawat Islami's website, we download PDFs, we can learn Islamic knowledge. We download books, we can learn Islamic knowledge. We go on the social media accounts of Dawat Islami, we can learn Islamic knowledge. We attend the weekly ijtimas of Dawat Islami, we can seek Islamic knowledge. We join online classes, we can seek Islamic knowledge. We travel in the way of Allah Almighty, we travel on the Madani kafilas of Dawat Islami, we can seek Islamic knowledge. And there are many, many, many other forms of studying Islamic knowledge which this beautiful, beautiful organization, Dawat Islami, has given to this ummah. There are many forms in which we can study Islamic knowledge. But compare them to the previous eras, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, where people would have to travel for days to just listen to one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would travel from country to country, from region to region, to learn one thing, to study one chapter, to study one sentence. How easy do we have it? We have encyclopedias on our phones, on our tablets, which we can download for free from the website of Dawat Islami. We have so much material. Now, the only difference is between that era and this era. Do we have the same passion that they had to seek Islamic knowledge? Those individuals who would travel days on end to learn one thing, imagine if they had the sources of today, how much time they would spend seeking Islamic knowledge. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. These tablets, these phones, the internet, the PDFs that we have, the technology that we have, is a great blessing of Allah Almighty if it is used in the right way. Social media has many harms, but if it is used in the right way, it is a great blessing of Allah Almighty. TV, it has many harms, but if it is used in the right way, it is a great blessing of Allah Almighty. How? Because all of these things, if used properly, can be used to seek Islamic knowledge. And as we have heard, seeking Islamic knowledge is one of the best actions an individual can do. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make it a habit and an intention to truly become those individuals who find ways of studying Islamic knowledge, who always are engaged in this act of seeking Islamic knowledge. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we all know the importance of seeking Islamic knowledge, and it comes into the majority of our hearts that we will study Islamic knowledge. We want to become scholars. We want to study. But this doubt, this whisper of shaitan naturally comes to most people. If you spend your life studying Islamic knowledge, how will you live in this world? Where will your sustenance come from? To live in this world, you need to earn wealth and gain sustenance as well. Otherwise, you will not be able to survive. Shaitan places this whisper in our hearts. And he is successful in turning people away from studying Islamic knowledge through this. But listen to the hadith of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's already given us glad tidings. He has given glad tidings to those who study Islamic knowledge. Let's listen to what this glad tiding is. When someone studies the religion, Allah saves him from having to worry about anything, and he provides for him through sources he cannot even imagine. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, Allah Almighty will provide, and he will provide from those places which you cannot even imagine. And if we look throughout history, we see in the lives of our pious predecessors, we see practical manifestations of this. We see that they are given sustenance from those places that they say themselves that we could not even imagine we will gain sustenance from there. And you will see in today's society as well, that there will be scholars, there will be students of the religion who are studying, who gain wealth from those places, who are given sustenance from those places that they could never even have imagined that wealth or sustenance would come from that place. This is the power of the tongue of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he told us, when someone studies the religion, Allah saves him from having to worry about anything, and he provides for him through sources he cannot even imagine. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, fight back against the shaitan. Don't let the shaitan put this whisper into your heart, into your mind. When you make the intention to seek Islamic knowledge, don't worry about worldly wealth and sustenance. Allah Almighty will provide for you from those places which you cannot even imagine from. It's mentioned regarding the importance of knowledge that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, become a scholar or a student of knowledge. Become someone who listens to religious knowledge or someone who loves scholars. Do not become the fifth or you will be destroyed. Subhanallah, become that person who become a scholar. If you're not a scholar, become a student of knowledge. Become someone who listens to religious knowledge. Or become someone who loves scholars. Don't become a fifth person. This is the love. This is the importance of seeking Islamic knowledge. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us to surround ourselves with knowledge. Be with people of knowledge. Become people of knowledge. And don't be something else. Otherwise, you will be destroyed. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many, many excellences of seeking Islamic knowledge. And the majority of them we've heard before as well. But as we have mentioned, the shaitan, he does not want an individual to seek Islamic knowledge. Because an individual who has knowledge, he is difficult for the shaitan, he is heavy on the shaitan, and inshallah, he can overcome shaitan. Whereas a person who is ignorant, shaitan can trap that person easily. And let's listen to this one incident which summarizes this perfectly for us. And then we will leave it up to the viewers of Madani Channel for every individual to ponder over themselves and to look within themselves. How important is it for each individual to seek Islamic knowledge? And are we truly doing enough to seek Islamic knowledge? It is mentioned that after Asr Salah, the shayateen, the devils, they gather upon the ocean. Iblis, the shaitan, he sits on a throne and all his followers tell him about their actions. One says he was the cause of so much alcohol being drunk. Another would say, I caused this such and such. I caused this immorality. I caused this sin to happen. And they would all tell Iblis the actions that they did, how they would mislead the people and the sins that they would make them commit. And then one shaitan, he would come and he would say, today I have prevented a student of knowledge from learning. At this point, Iblis, shaitan, he leaps up from his throne and he embraces that shaitan. He embraces that individual who says that he stopped a student of knowledge learning Islamic knowledge. And he says, Anta, Anta, you, saying, you did well, the rest of the followers, the other shayateen who were telling him, we made somebody drink alcohol, we made somebody do fornication, we made somebody do this sin, we made somebody do this sin. For all of them, there wasn't this level of appreciation. And they all sat there angrily. Why has he got so much appreciation when we did all of these other major sins? We made people fall into major sins. All this one did was stop an individual, a student of knowledge, from seeking Islamic knowledge. Why has he got so much encouragement and so much of a well done? And Iblis says, you do not know. Everything you did, like the other shayateen, like stopping people from drinking alcohol or committing fornication or doing these kind of things, encouraging people to drink alcohol, to commit fornication and do these other actions. He says, you don't know. Preventing someone from gaining knowledge is the reason that you were able to do this. Because those people have been prevented from seeking Islamic knowledge, that's why you could stop those people drinking alcohol. Or that's why you could encourage those people to drink alcohol. That's why you could encourage those people to do fornication. If this individual had not stopped that person from seeking Islamic knowledge, then he would become heavy for you. And in the future, you would not be able to misguide him. Because he has done this now, later on, he becomes that person who you can misguide, who you can encourage towards alcohol. So all of the things you are doing are only able to be done because of the actions of this shaitan. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the goal of shaitan, to deprive individuals from seeking Islamic knowledge, to deprive people of becoming close to Allah Almighty. Because if an individual starts to gain Islamic knowledge, he will know what he needs to stay away from and how to stay away from it. He will know the traps of shaitan and how to stay away from them, how to avoid them. He will know how to worship Allah Almighty and what he needs to do. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, don't let the shaitan win this battle. Make a firm intention to start studying Islamic knowledge. And once you start, try to carry on till the day you pass away from this world. And do not let the shaitan remove you from this path of seeking Islamic knowledge. My dear viewers on Madani channel, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami gives us many, many opportunities to study Islamic knowledge. And one of the great ways this great organization is facilitating studying Islamic knowledge is through the department of Jamiatul Madina. That department which produces Islamic scholars. My dear viewers on Madani channel, if it is possible, I would urge all of you to sign up to Jamiatul Madina, to sign up to the scholars course, to the Dars-e Nizami course, and study the religion in detail and become scholars of this religion. But if that's not possible, there's many other ways of seeking Islamic knowledge as well, through Madani channel, through the weekly ijtimaas of Dawat-e Islami, through other short courses, through Madani kafilas, my dear viewers of Madani channel, by reading books. However and however you can, whenever you can, make this intention to study Islamic knowledge. Every day of our lives, there should be a certain portion of our lives in which we seek Islamic knowledge, in which we increase in our knowledge of Islam, of the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the teachings of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty allow us to study Islamic knowledge for every moment of our lives, to study every day of our lives, and to give us death in a situation, in a state where we are still students of the religion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.